Continuing in the halachot of Magid on page Nun Vav, halacha Yud Aleph, all the way on the bottom. Keshechal Pesach b'Shabbat, which is this year, we have one of the Zdarim is on Lel Shabbat, right? This year the Seder is Friday night and Motzai Shabbat. Im en ha-Haggadah shgura b'fiv k'tzat, if the Haggadah is not fluent in one's mouth, at least a little bit, meaning he doesn't know anything by heart, yesh omrim, there is an opinion that says, she'asur likro le'or haner shema yate. This is not relevant to us, because we do have electric lights, we're not dependent on an oil candle, but as we know, in Ilchot Shabbat, if you remember Bizmano, I think it was 2 years ago, we spent many days on the halacha of Gezerah Shema Yateh, that we're not allowed on Shabbat night, to read a book, to read it from a sefer, to the light of an oil wick candle. Why? Because of a Gezerah of Chachamim, Shema Yateh. Maybe while he's engrossed in his learning, the light of the candle of the wick will become dimmer, and without thinking, he might instinctively tilt the cup of oil that it should reach, more oil should reach the wick to give more light. And then after he does that, he will realize, oh my goodness, what did I just do? I was mechalel Shabbat, I did havara b'Shabbat. In order to avoid that, we have a famous Gezerat Chachamim, lo yikra adam le'or haner, we are not allowed to read from a sefer to the light of a or haner. And you cannot say, no, I'm going to remember, don't worry, I'm fine. There was even, the Gemara tells us a story about Rabbi Ishmael, a great Tana, who also said, ani yikra ve'lo ateh, and he was about to do it. He did it, then the Gemara says he didn't do it, he was about to do it, and he said, kama gedolim divrei chachamim. So now what happens if Lel Pesach falls on Lel Shabbat, like this year, and you don't have electricity, you are dependent on the oil candle. Are you allowed to read the Haggadah shel Pesach le'or haner? So there is an opinion that says that if you don't know the Haggadah fluently by heart, or at least some sections of it by heart, you're not allowed to read the Haggadah. Afilu im yigrom bitul mitzvat ha-Haggadah legamre. Even if it means that he's not going to say the Haggadah at all. We'll soon see in the Mekorot whose opinion that is. The only way to read it is by appointing someone to stand over him to make sure that he doesn't do that mistake that we said. But if, let's say, he knows headlines of the Haggadah, you know, Avadim Ayinu Leparo B'Mitzrayim, so he knows that, you know. Then he starts getting, he doesn't know everything by heart. Halachman yad yachalu av hatana. So he knows that line. Dai dayenu, he thinks that it's also a word, dai, and then dayenu. No, he knows a few. Ilo hotziyanu mimitzrayim, velo asabayim shefatim. He knows a few lines. Then he's allowed to read it, because he doesn't really need, you know what happens, when you know Rashi Prakim by heart, and you just need something to remind you, need something to trigger your memory, so you're not really focused on the reading. It's just, you know, like we use the Sidur, for example. When we use the Sidur in Tefillah, I think that normally, since people already know the Tefillah by heart, the using of the Sidur is not really for the words, it's a reminder. It's sort of a help. It's a siyua. That type of a reading is not under the Isur of Lo Yikra Shema Yateh, because that's not a type of a reading that you're going to get so engrossed in looking at the words to the point where you're going to forget Shabbat and tilt the oil. You basically know it by heart. It's just used as a reminder. So that's why Im Yodea Rashi Prakim Mutar Likro B'Sefer. Ubizmanenu Sheyesh Lanu Orech Hashman Mutar B'Chol Inyan. Obviously, like I said, it's not really relevant to us. Take a look in the Mekorot on the bottom. Maran b'Shulchan Aruch. Siman Resh Ayin He. Where is Resh Ayin He? That's in Ilchot Shabbat. Ilchot Shabbat, Seif Tet, Katav. He writes a halacha in Ilchot Shabbat that has to do with Lel Pesach. Lel Pesach, Shechaliyot b'Shabbat, Says Maran, mutar likro ta Haggadah b'sefer, mishum dehave ke'en rashe prakim. Maran relies on the fact that if you're not fluent in its entirety, at least rashe prakim, you do know headlines of it, you do know. And therefore, says Maran, you're allowed to read the Haggadah le'or haner Friday night. She'en amaretz she'lo tehesh gura b'fiv k'tzat. Shulchan Aruch says, where can you find someone who totally does not know anything of the Haggadah by heart? Those are the words of Maran. We know that not necessarily is that true to everyone, but in general, people know some things by heart. So that's da'ato shel Maran. V'katav ha'pri megadim uva le'alacha b'mishna v'ura, she'imu amaretz she'lo lamad me'olam, ve'en ha'haggadah shgura b'fiv klal, בלי ספר, ואין לו שום אדם שיבקשהו שייתן דעתו עליו שלא יתה. So, you see, from the words of Maran, it seems that he would hold, if let's say you really don't know, the person is a total amaretz, he never received. Let's say he's a Baal Tshuva, and he never heard the Haggadah before, so you can't blame him, he doesn't know it by heart. It's mashma from Maran, in that case it would not be allowed. The only reason why he allowed it is because he realized that we know Rashi Prakim. But the Pri Megadim brought down by the Mishnah Bura says, in such a case, mikol makom efshar gamken sheyesh lehakel. And he says two things. The Pri Megadim says 2 points. It's possible to be lenient, to allow the reading of the Haggadah leor haner. A, shelo levatel mitzvat haggadah shehi min haTorah. Afilu en lo el haner shem. Number one, you cannot be mevatel, you know, the Haggadah, which is min haTorah. Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. V'lechaorah yesh leavir re'aya leze midivrei ha'shibboleh ha'leket, shemimenu makor ledivrei Shulchan Aruch, shekatav b'shem achiv Rabbi Binyamin al divrei ba'al ha'truma she'asar. The Shibboleh ha'leket, one of the Rishonim, he was one of the earliest rabbi doctors that we have. Now, he didn't sign that way, but he was a rabbi, he was one of the Rishonim. Rabbi Binyamin Rofe, he was also a doctor. So that's why I said what I said. And so he writes, he brings down the Baal HaTruma, one of the Rishonim who says it's Asur, says the Shibboleh HaLeket, number one, Ma Ya'aseh? Tibatel mitzvat ve'igata levincha? What, you're going to not do the mitzvah ve'igata levincha mishum safek shema yate? That's number one. Ve'od, and another reason, oh, here we see this is the makor for the words of Shulchan Aruch. In the second point of the Shibboleh HaLeket, he says, because people know something of the Haggadah by heart. But what was the first point? The first point was mashma, even if a person does not know at all, but you cannot be mevatel the mitzvah of Haggadah shel Pesach because of a gezerah shema yate. Muchach me'atam harishon de'la dachinan mitzvat ase shel Torah mishum safek shema yate. Ve'ze shelo ke'agaon ya'abetz besiduro amudei shamayim shekatav de'mi she'eno baki asur she'emidu divrehem af b'shel Torah b'sheve al tase. Ze hepech mashmaut divrei Shibboleh HaLeket. So far, what Rav Ovadia Yosef is bringing from the Shibboleh HaLeket, which seems to be the makor for the words of the Shulchan Aruch, is that really essentially, even if a person doesn't know by heart, he should be allowed, because the mitzvah of Haggadah shel Pesach sort of overrides the Gezerah Shema Yateh. And, yes, what is that? We're talking about the first night, when it's Shabbat. When it's just Yom Tov, you're totally allowed. Oh, that's what you're asking. Oh, you see, I didn't get it. You're asking if it's the... So how is it this... No, this year the first night is Shabbat, right? But let's say it could be... Okay. You're right. It could be that the first night would be Sunday... wait. No, it could never happen. It could never happen that the second night...
Friday night?
...is Friday night. Because that means the first day was Friday, and we have a rule, Lo Bedu Pesach. Pesach doesn't fall on Bet, Dalet, and Vav. So that would never happen. Good point. But in the case that we have, where the first day is the Oraita, so you do have the Svara. Ulam, however, B'tshuvat HaRashba Katav. The Rashba, however, says, U'ma she'amarta b'lele Pesach she'chal yod b'Shabbat, she'asur likrot ha'agada yechidi mitoch ha'sefer, gezera she'mayate, betov amarta. The Rashba actually agrees with the opinion that says that no, if you don't know the Haggadah be'al peh, shev al taaseh. You don't read the Haggadah if you're going to have to rely on the ner. Mikol makom ilu haya yodea likot behabatara sheprakim. Only if you know by looking a little bit and then you know by heart. Nir'eh shemutar kemo sheitiru lesader ha'she parashiyot, as the Gemara says over there in Masechet Shabbat, that let's say a Baal Koreh needs to just look over the parasha of the next day. So he already knows it, but he needs to just like, you know, to remind himself to look it over. That would be allowed, the Gemara says, shemayateh, because he knows Rashi parashiyot. V'chen katav be'orchot chayim b'shem ha'rashba. The Orchot Chaim brings down the Rashba who says this. V'katav, interesting point he's going to say, ulai mize yatzah ha-minhag she'en korin ota bi'yichidi le'olam. Maybe this is the reason for the minhag, that you will hardly ever find anyone reading the sitting alone the night of the Seder reading the Haggadah. Jews always make sure to it that at least that night they are together with company, whether it's family or guests or whatever it is, but you never sit and read the Haggadah by yourself. Now we're learning a new reason. You know why? Not just because of the Pesach and everything, but in order to make sure to it that if it were to fall on Shabbat, you would not come into the problem of Shemayate. When you are together with people, right? So that's like people, one is going to remind the other and he's not going to come to be Mechalel Shabbat. וכן כתב מהריו, כשיבוא פסח בשבת, אל יומר ההגדה ביחידי, שאין קוראים יחידי לאור הנר. וכן כתב הרב פסח מאובין, that's the כנסת הגדולה, ועיין עוד באגודה. ולפי דעת הראשונים שהבאתי בשו"ת חזון עובדיה, או שיוצאים ידי חובה מן התורה בקידוש, כשאומר זכר ליציאת מצרים, אין צריך לומר שהוא משום שהעמידו דבריהם בשב ואל תעשה, אלא משום דאבי דרבנן, שכבר יצא ידי חובה מן התורה בקידוש. And therefore, if according to those ראשונים, there are ראשונים that hold, and we mentioned this before already, רב עובדיה brings it in his שאלות של חזון עובדיה, that מדאורייתא you are already יוצא the מצווה of סיפור יציאת מצרים, when you say the words זכר ליציאת מצרים by קידוש. In that case, now the Haggadah really, essentially, Rabbanan. Is only midrabanan. Oh, so in this case, you cannot say that the mitzvah of Haggadah is going to override, or you don't have to say that it's because Rabbanan he'emidu divrehem b'shel Torah, that they stood on their gezerah, even in a deoraita. No, here it's a derabanan versus a derabanan, and therefore, in that case, it gives more reason to be lechumra, not to read the Haggadah when one is bichidi leor haner. You understand? Again, that all this is not relevant for us, but it's important because we're learning about the gezerah midrabanan. V'zo yidat ba'la truma shevi ashibole aleket. כל מקום אשר סתמו מהריו והפסח מאובין את דבריהם לאסור לקור היחידי לכל העלמה נראה דלוקאים על הנהכי לדינה וכמו שפסק שולחן ארוך even though the מקור for his words was from the שיבולי הלקט but notice he only picked the second words of the שיבולי הלקט he did not write the first words which means if a person knows ראשי פרקים here and there by heart he is allowed to be מקל to say the הגדה לאור הנר. By the way, Rav Ovadia has a whole tshuva in Chelek Aleph, which he refers to over here, in regards to Orach Hashmal. Let's say you have an electric light that you're reading that has the possibility to be moved, you know, to make to light brighter, dimmer, or brighter. So there's a question posed in Yabia Omer, are you allowed to read to such a lamp on Lel Shabbat, when that's the light that you're using. Maybe you'll be focused and you'll come to make it brighter. At the end, he comes out that we don't make a gezerot on our own. We don't have the the jurisdiction, the power to be able to make a gezerah on something that was not extant in the time of Chazal. And therefore, we leave their words on exactly what they spoke about. They spoke about an oil candle, that's where we have the gezerah, not le'orah hashmal. Exactly. Right. And he says there, yafeh me'od, he says over there, however, mihiyotov al tikrera le'achmir, it's better to make like a heker, to write, you know, Shabbat Kodesh, to write a sign there, and that should be a reminder for the person. Halacha yudbet, on the top of page Nun Zayin. Very important. I think this is one of the most important halachot in Dine Magid, because people don't really take this seriously. So this is good to know. And it comes from the Mahari Tzalach, okay? The Rabbi Chiya Tzalach of the Temanim, Besidur Etz Chaim. Asur, Mazev? Hamaharitz, right, that's how he's known by them. Asur lehafsik bedibur beemtza hahagada rak letzorech gadol. We're not allowed to interrupt in the middle of the Haggadah for talking, you know, schmoozing, like in between, manishtana and something else. Start talking about, what do you mean? I can't wait till we eat and all this. Don't be long. Maybe that's meinyana Haggadah. So it's not a hefsek. Aval, stam talking, dvarim shel ma bekach, a person is not allowed to be mafsik in the middle. ונכון להחמיר גם כן שלא לעשן סיגריות באמצע קריאת ההגדה והעלל. It's better to be מחמיר all the time, not to smoke, but to someone smokes, then you should not do that in the middle of the Haggadah or the halel. So that's an important halakha. I saw that Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef in his Yalkut Yosef has a whole arichut on this inyan. He brings from the Shlach HaKadosh how it's very important to focus in the reading of the Haggadah, in the telling over of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, and not to be mafsik in the middle. It's, in a way, it's like Halel, and Halel we're not allowed to stop in the middle. Although that's more chamur, because we have a bracha in the beginning and a bracha at the end, but to a certain degree, the Haggadah also has a bracha in the beginning and the end. Not really, I understand that. It has at the end, Asher Gealanu, when we take the second cup, we have Kiddush in the beginning. Some hold that that's a form of a bracha on the Haggadah, and therefore there should not be a hefsek. Any time we see the halakha says there should not be a hefsek, there are one of two reasons. One, because of the bracha. Let's say by bdikat chametz, so we know you're not supposed to talk. Now there are two points in that. You're not supposed to talk between the bracha and the beginning of the search. That is very serious, because if you do talk, that's a hefsek, you're going to have to say the bracha again. Unless what you said was minyan ha-bdika. But that's an interruption because of the bracha. But let's say you began the bdika. And so once you began the bdika, the bracha has already on what to be, you know, chal, on what to rest. You're still not allowed to talk in the middle of the bedikah. It's not because of losing the bracha, it's because of losing the focus. If you're going to be talking about the weather or about the sports game or whatever it is in the middle of the bedikat chametz, you're not going to be, even divret Torah, a person should not be talking unless it's minyan bedikat chametz in the middle of bedikat chametz, because it's a very serious time to focus. Same thing applies to the inyan of the Haggadah. הלכה י' ג' יהיה הפת מגולה בשעה שאומר ההגדה, וכשיומר והיא שעמדה לאבותינו, יוחז הכוס בידו, ויחסה הפת עד מצילנו מידם, ויניח הכוס, ויגלה הפת עד לפיכך שחוזר לאחוז הכוס בידו, ואז יחסה הפת. I share with you a thought that I think, I hope it's true. Why is it that we raise the cup by Vehi Shamda Lavotenu? I'm not going to go into drush now. There's a lot of drush on that. I mean, simple pshat, halachic reason. Why is it that we raise the cup by Vehi Shamda, or at certain points during the Haggadah? And whenever we raise the cup, that's when, it's easy to remember, that's when we cover the matzah. When we put down the cup, we uncover the matzah. Because the Haggadah basically, as we mentioned, is supposed to be said over the matzot. Lechem she'onim alav dvarim arbe. But when we raise the cup, we give kavod, we show a little bit respect to the matzot. It's as if we're saying, we don't want to insult you, we're going to raise the cup now, we're not raising you, so we don't want you to see this. So we're covering the matzah. That's a Jewish way of showing hakarat hatov even to inanimate objects. Because what does the matzah know from a hole in the wall? No, it's not about the matzah, it's about you being a mensch. You give kavod to what serves you. It's bread. Don't be so brazen. So much for you, I'm giving kavod to the wine. I know we don't think like that, by the way. I know that, you know, we do everything by rote. When we pick up the wine, bichlal, are we thinking about the wine? We're not, right? So what does it have to do? Be a thinker. A Jew is supposed to be a thinker. And if he's a thinker, so he might be insulting the matzah, meaning on his own, it's like a little bit of a disrespect, therefore we cover. That's a rule, that's by Leil Shabbat, it's like that. But why is it that we pick up the kos, the Hishe Amda? because although the entire Haggadah is a form of thanksgiving to Hashem, but really it's a form of thanksgiving in a way of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. But there are points in the middle of the Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim where we stop to react with a Hoda'at to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think it's very fascinating. The Magid is Magid. Magid means recounting the story, and with the Midrashim, you know, is it Chamishim Makot Alayam? Is it Matayim Makot? We talk about the Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. But we're not supposed to be machines. We're not supposed to be mechanical. We have to react as a human being. How does a human being react when he is enumerating stories of the wonders of Hashem? I'll give you an example. Look in Barichi Nafshi that we say in Rosh Chodesh. David HaMelech, Barichi Nafshi et Hashem, Hashem Elokai, Gadalta Meod, Hod Ve'adar Lavashta. And then he begins to talk about Nifleot HaBore, the wonders of creation. You know, in the middle of that mizmo, all of a sudden we have a pasuk out of left field. Ma rabu ma'asecha Hashem. Right? Kulam bechokhma asita male'a ha'aretz kinyanecha. Sounds familiar? What is that? It's a proclamation. It's saying, wow, Hashem, how beautiful your deeds are, your creation, your handiwork, how beautiful it is. Where is that pasuk? It's smack in the middle of the perek. It's in the middle. Don't you think that's a pasuk that really sums up the whole perek? Where should it be? It should be at the end. In the beginning you say Barichi Nafshi, you talk about the Niflaot HaBore, and then at the end, as a sum up, you know, a summary of the whole perek, Ma Rabu Ma'asecha Hashem, you know, this is the maskana we come out to. No, it's in the middle. You know why it's in the middle? He couldn't hold it back. That's why. Because David HaMelech burst out in the middle, randomly. Hashem, I can't help it. You're amazing. You're unbelievable. Ma rabu ma'asecha Hashem. And then he went back. And then he goes back to talk about the Ye'elim and the Shfanim and the Yare.
That's part of Ma rabu, but that's part of Ma rabu. Zayam gadol havedayim. That's when you say Ma rabu, now he's counting what's the...
But it's in the middle of the perek.
No.
You understand the point?
Once he said Marabu, now he's saying the ribuy of the
So according to you, at least okay. So say it in the beginning. So fine, I understand what you say. So say Barichi Nafshi, Hashem Elokai, Marabu Maasecha, and then he's explaining the Marabu. But if you look in the Perek, you see he already explained. He gave many examples. Then he says Marabu Maasecha, and then he gives more examples. Tiem Sudar, Tagid Etze Obasof, Obatchala, you know, Mashu Misudar. Organized. It looks disorganized. The answer is, when you're talking about greatness of Hashem, who said you have to be organized? Mm-hmm. Who said you have to be a human? You have to burst out. You have to be reactionary. These are good reactions. So David HaMelech, b'emtza hu potze peh, hu lo yachol kvar litapek, velo yachol Yosef litapek, right? So he says, Marabu Masecha. In the middle of the Haggadah shel Pesach also, yeshnan mekomot, there are points that are not lav dafka sipur yetziat Mitzrayim. Don't you notice? Vehi she'amda la'avotenu velanu, right? Shelo alavotenu bilvad, you know, lechalotenu. Shebechol dov vador omdim alenu lechalotenu. What is that? That's not sipur yetziat Mitzrayim. Now we're talking philosophy. Now we're talking vehi she'amda la'avotenu. That promise that Hashem promised, that's what carries us throughout history, because it's not only for our forefathers, but bechol dor vador omdim alenu lechaloten. And then after Vehi Shamda, we go right back to the, okay, let's continue the topic. What is the topic of the night? Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. Az maze Vehi Shamda zot, maze, ze pirza. It's a reaction of, oh Hashem, thank you, wow. Look at the wonders that you did. And by the way, we know, it's not just then. You always did it for us. And you do it for us today. V'chol dor v'dor kamim aleinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu metzilenu mi'adam. Oh, that's not Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. That's a proclamation of hoda'ah, of thanks. That's why we pick up the cup. The Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim is on the matzah. Ken? B'sha'a she'matzah u'maror munachim lefanecha. When we say a word of thanks, how do you say thanks? With a matzah? לא במצה. You say thank you with a kos yain. Lechaim. So we pick, it's very good. It's like we pick up to say a toast. That's very good. That's very true. It's a toast. We pick up a wine to say v'hi shamda. And then we put it back down. We uncover the matzot and we continue business. And then when we get to lefichach, anachnu chayavim lehodot lealel. What's that? That's also Thanksgiving. We cover the matzot, we pick up the wine. This is pshat, that's not drush, rabotai. This is the reason why we pick up the wine sometimes and why we uncover the matzot. I think that's very important to know. It gives a chiyut to the night of Pesach. We'll stop here for tonight, rabotai.